Yeah, Lakeshore Flood Advisory goes into effect for far northwest Indiana, Lake and Porter counties, at 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon and runs through early Sunday morning. And this is due to a pretty strong system that will move over northwest Indiana, bring us a lot of rain tonight into the day Saturday. And on the backside of this, as this system starts to pull out, we're going to feel the northerly winds increase and feel the temperatures drop some too going into tomorrow night. But as those winds increase, they're going to push the waves toward the Indiana shore. The waves will have already built quite a bit tonight further north on the lake, and then this will push them down into northwest Indiana tomorrow afternoon into Saturday night and Sunday morning. So we're expecting waves of 8 to 12 feet, and waves that high with the current lake levels usually result in minor lakeside flooding, especially the Park and Whiting. That's kind of a common area that floods at this threshold. The effects look to be a little bit more on the minor side than, say, compared to 2 weeks ago when we had a lakeshore flood warning and waves more on the order of 14 to 18 feet. This is a little less than that.
So parking lot flooding, what other kind of damage can this kind of thing do?
Yeah, the main things are on the immediate lakeshore. The winds with this look to be gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour late tomorrow afternoon and into the evening there. Compare that to 50 to 55 miles per hour a couple weeks ago, and that resulted in higher waves and more impacts there. So the impacts really will be tied to the waves more so than the winds, and it really is that immediate lakeside area where there are impacts there. So it looks to be fairly minor right now.
So is this happening because there's a cold front coming in?
Yes. Yep, and that's with this strong system here bringing us the rain. And we've had some mild days for December standards. But, yeah, the cold air will move in Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Not substantially cold air, but enough so that it will push the temperatures down into the to around the freezing point by early Sunday morning. Again, that's not too bad for mid-December, but compared to what we have had, that's a decent change. So, and it will turn cold enough that it's possible, is the precipitation before it ends Saturday night, that we see some light snow mixing in northwest Indiana. It probably won't accumulate just because the system's pulling away and the temperatures are still kind of marginal at the surface for snow to stick. So I doubt we're going to really see anything stick in northwest Indiana. But nonetheless, you may see some snow there before it ends.
But you don't think it's going to stick?
I don't think so in northwest Indiana. No, a little better chances in far northern Illinois and pretty good chances in southern Wisconsin. That's really where the system has cold enough air during a lot of its precipitation to result in accumulating snow. But for a good part of the Chicago area and in the northwest Indiana, we just remain pretty mild through a good part of this. And then the system's weakening, or I should say it's moving away, before the temperatures cool off enough to have any persistent snow. Again, some snow mixing in could happen, especially in Chicago as opposed to northwest Indiana, but it's unlikely that we'll see any stick in northwest Indiana just because it's basically running out of time before it shuts off.
So how bad is it going to be for folks that live like right on the lake? I mean, would you ever have a place on the lake as a meteorologist?
With the high lake levels here of the past few years, basically right at record levels in the period of record for Lake Michigan, which goes back about 115 years, it certainly the vulnerability is higher there. This is not the biggest lakeshore flooding event we've had this year in 2020. There's been a few higher, and again, that's where we issue a warning where we think it's going to be real bad. This is more on the advisory level where we think we will have some minor flooding. Certainly no walking along the beachfront or any piers or anything like that, which generally in December you're not doing anyway. But things like Whiting Lakefront Park, that's that park that really has susceptibility to flooding during these types of events. That will probably flood again. And so, and any roads immediately on the lakefront there that are susceptible to flooding, those would be the ones to watch. So fortunately, the Northwest Indiana shore does not have many areas where it's exceptionally vulnerable, which is good, that have at least a lot of population or busy roads. A thing like a park there, especially in the middle of winter, that's not a disaster if that were to flood, but any major roads in that would be. And thankfully, there's none, at least in the recent flooding events, that have been impacted in Northwest Indiana. So that's why this is kind of more of an advisory than a warning.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. I'll just mention that for December, it's a pretty good rainfall event here tonight through Saturday, and it's likely Northwest Indiana will see over an inch of rain and potentially even rainfall amounts around 2 inches. So thankfully, we've been dry for the better part of a few months, actually. We've been on the drier end. So, and the ground's not frozen either, so we're not expecting big flooding issues, but to get some ponding on the roads there during the day tomorrow, because it'll have rained much of tonight and still raining tomorrow, that's possible to get some minor ponding. Some of the rivers and creeks will go up. It's unlikely necessarily that they would flood, but, you know, some of the low-lying areas immediately near some of the rivers, you know, it's possible that there's a little bit of minor flooding. But right now, the rivers are running low, and the soil moisture levels are lower, too. So that's good news.